just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Steve, for October, we decided we were going to do some scary stuff.
Super scary stuff.
We are trying to scare y'all.
Right.
And luckily for us, I guess, scary stuff happened.
Disney made it easy for us this week.
I guess.
Rude.
Those not in the know, this weekend there was a bit of a kerfuffle at Disney World.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Literally just happened. Who knew we'd be so up to date on things?
breaking news, folks.
Breaking, literally. So this past Saturday Eve, we were, you know, being wild and crazy teenagers here at home, and all of a sudden started getting all these notifications about something going on at Disney World.
Right.
And
as one does,
as one does. And it turns out that unfortunately a lot of fears that I expressed a while ago.
Right.
Have kind of come to fruition, which is not ever, you know, it's never exciting,
right,
to be right in these kind of situations, but it definitely is kind of ominous,
scary, such.
Right. So basically, the news was that the brand new gondola system that Walt Disney World just premiered, the new Disney Skyliner. Which are, if you don't know, they're hanging cars on a wire system that move you over the area from
large
one point to
land.
Another. And they move fairly quickly, and they're fairly large to try to move as much of the crowd as possible.
Yeah.
Right, is kind of the idea. And unfortunately, there was a bit of a collision at one of the... loading places,
yeah,
and therefore stopped the entire system. Luckily, from what I've heard, no one was injured, so it wasn't, you know, a horrific crash of fire and explosions. It was just kind of like an inconvenience sort of thing. But the inconvenience slowly turned into more than an inconvenience when people were stuck in their Skyliner vehicles for 2 to 3 hours.
Right.
Which is a long time.
Yeah, Disney's officially saying over 3 hours.
Ooh.
Is their official statement on it. And originally they were reporting it as just two empty cars bumped into one another on the way into the station.
Okay.
And now they're, I think they're calling it a minor incident, I think is what they're calling it.
Well, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course they are. And but they bumped into each other, completely shutting down the system for over 3 hours with hundreds and hundreds of people above the skies in Disney.
Right.
And thank goodness it was at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday when the sun had gone down.
Yeah.
Because we've been having record heats well over the 90s here in Atlanta, so I can only imagine how hot it is down there.
Well, and let's talk about this. These are the fears that I had when we first heard about the Disney Skyliner.
Yeah, let's go back and listen to that episode.
Right? In case you didn't hear, you can go back and hear me say this. I'm on record. My concerns were, A, there was no air conditioning planned to be put in these.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there is no air conditioning put in these. So being stopped means that there is no moving air inside these things. The window, like they have louvers that open that allow a breeze to go through.
Right.
But unless the wind is actively blowing.
Uh-huh.
And you're, you know,
moving.
You have to be moving for those things to work.
Right.
So, no air conditioning problem.
Right.
Second issue. They are particularly big, so they feel like they can fit a lot of people into these. They
ten say people.
Ten
up
adults
to 10.
Potentially could fit in these things. Could you imagine being stuck in a very enclosed hot space with 10 adults for 3 hours. Especially if you don't know each other very well.
Right, because they do absolutely put parties together.
Right.
Regardless of however that works out, you know, to make the party, to make it as close to 10 as possible. And you said adults, which would be great if they were all adults, but then you also mentioned on Saturday night, you know that out of all of that that happened in the sky that night, there was at least one kid in diapers that probably was stuck up in the air.
Yeah, and in that circumstance. Those sort of things happen. And you know, you think adults would be better, but sometimes adults have to use the restroom too. So heaven forbid one of those people was in a rush to get back to their hotel or something and got stuck on the Skyliner. Just worst case scenario.
Oh, true. But don't worry about that, because Disney thought of everything. They put an emergency kit.
Did they think of everything?
They put emergency kits in the Skyliner.
Unless they got a really long ladder, it's not going to help nobody.
But in the emergency kits, we now know for sure what's in them, because they had to be used within the first week of operation. In the emergency kit, it contains bottled water.
Good, yeah.
Glow sticks.
Ooh, light
and light. Human waste containers.
Oh.
So there's that.
Paint that image into your Disney vacation.
We're not going to get too graphic on this, but there is no way I'm going to be using a human waste container in the sky of Disney with 10 other folks, 9 other folks in this cart with me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'd do it with one other person in the car. You're like, I mean, this is just... Obviously, this is a worst case... Well, not the worst. The worst case scenario, if there was actually a breakage or someone was injured.
Yeah.
But time-wise, this is exactly what you don't want to happen in these things.
Because you know people were rushing back to get to Epcot for their nighttime show.
Sure.
You know that's exactly when it would have happened.
Right. And, you know, missing the fireworks show is the least of your problems in this situation. Sure. And... like I said, I don't enjoy being right about these situations, but these were all concerns that I had going into it. So I can only imagine how tense I would have been had we been stuck on the Skyliner for 3 hours.
Right.
Even if it's just you and me, it would have been tense.
Well, and there's been a lot of people having complaints about that already, that the Skyliner was designed to keep you cool as long as it stays in motion at all times. And don't worry, folks, it's designed so that it never has to fully stop.
Right.
Yet it's been stopping continuously.
Right.
Like all things do at Disney. Like right. All things do, right?
Well,
like,
and sometimes it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you add in the human element, it's cute to say they never stop, but there are always people that maybe aren't paying attention. There are people that move slower than expected. There are people whose kids decide to run around.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of situations where you may have to slow down and stop the system. And having no way of having air move through those cars
right.
when they're at a complete dead stop, I think is a flaw, I would say. And then apparently they don't have a way to communicate with people actually in the cars.
Oh, right, because that was what a lot of people were saying as well, right, is that they didn't know what was happening.
Right.
They had no idea why they were stopped and how long it was going to take and whatnot.
Right. So, like, there's no intercom system in there. There's no way to make an emergency announcement. That seems like a major safety issue.
Yeah, right.
Or even, like, a number in there that you can call, because everyone's got a cell phone on them, at least most people do. So if there's like a number in the car that you can call, and even if it's an automated message instead of a real person, at least they can have something on there that says, yes, we realize you're stopped, this is why we're working on it, so that it's not just sitting up there in silence with 9 strangers staring at each other wondering who's going to use the human waste bag first.
And how long you have to wait for it. And that does that have 10 bottles of water in there? Because there's going to be all 10 of you guys might need one, right?
And if it's in the middle of the day where you're sweating it out,
right,
one bottle of water
ain't going to really cut it. Well, I mean, it will cut it, because it's not in the it's not like they're stuck in the middle of the Amazon or whatever, but
right, but
and one bottle of water will help.
The sad thing is that get the people out, they had to call the fire department. They had to get the ladders up to force the doors open and remove people down a ladder. You know what? I hate to be worst case scenario, but what if there's somebody who's disabled in one of those?
There were.
Oh, perfect. So I'm sure it was extremely nerve-wracking trying to get someone who's disabled out of one of those things into a fire truck. You know, I'm sure they have ways of doing it because firefighters deal with things like that all the time, I'm sure. But yeah. Overall, this just sounds like a PR nightmare for Disney.
Ooh, you know that's right.
And a lot of people, we watch a lot of Disney videos.
Daily.
People that vlog about Disney. And there are a lot of people that were really excited about this form of transportation.
Yeah, I was one of them. I was ecstatic about this.
Oh, were
this.
You?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I definitely was not.
We were on two sides of this one.
We
for
were.
Sure.
And people, you know, saying, ooh, this is amazing. It's so fun. It's like a new ride, you know, that kind of thing, which I think is a bit much. But being cynical doesn't make me happy, but
right.
It definitely makes me more anxious about riding them anytime soon.
And that is absolutely what they said is going to be the biggest fallout from this entire situation, is that for now it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild the credibility behind it. And, yeah. and quite frankly, true. Like, this is what I kind of was thinking about throughout this entire thing is I am completely blown away that it happened in the fact that this is not new technology.
No.
Gondolas have been around for quite some time. Can you tell we had to ask Google how to pronounce that properly?
Steve has been saying gondola all over this house for days. And finally I said, you ask Google how to say that.
Because we know that's
so
wrong.
We don't look like fools on our own podcast. So
according to Google, it's gondola.
Gondola.
Very light and fluffy.
Yeah.
But
if you want to sound like you have like a foreign accent, you can say gondola,
which is what I was doing.
There you go.
But the thing point about that is that this is not new technology. This has been around forever. I know it's been around in ski resort fashion for well over 20 years.
Sure.
And accidents have gone back clear over 40 years ago, so meaning that and Disney themselves had this system at Disneyland at opening day. So how is it that Disney can invent such incredible things that seem to work perfectly, looking at you, Tower of Terror, for years, right?
That one doesn't work perfectly all the time either.
But, yeah, that's a good point. But no cars go bumping into each other on that ride.
Let's hope not, because you'd probably die in that
and
one.
And exactly my point. But something as simple as, you know, a gondola ride and all of a sudden the whole park shuts down over it, like that just seems... Okay, that's dramatic. They didn't really shut down the whole park.
But they didn't shut down
the system
park.
Itself did. But fun enough, the fire department that's called to evacuate, the few people that did, because it sounds to me like the majority of the reports are they left them in place until they were able to get the system moving again.
Okay.
And then they just evacuated people normally, basically, at that point.
Okay.
But the fact that they had to call the fire department, which is managed by... The Disney. One and only Disney.
Right.
Means that they have no comment.
Of course they don't. Well, here's my question.
Go figure.
So, if we're believing Disney's story that two of these collided, bumped into each other, however you want to phrase that.
Yeah, they phrased it as, originally billed as an unexpected downtime.
Definitely.
Then turned into a malfunction.
Okay.
Is what they're now called. Anyway, yeah.
But so if we're assuming that two of these gondolas bumped into each other and that caused an issue, let's just say, why did it take them 3 hours to reset a system like that? It seems like, okay, if anyone's been to Disney for any period of time, you've been in line or on a ride when things don't work.
Yeah.
And they stop. And in some cases, they clear the ride and reset.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has to be done that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're on Pirates of the Caribbean and you have to be evacuated off, they move you out. And then usually it's not a big deal that there's a couple hours between open and close. But very rarely is it hours that takes them to reset an entire ride, right? And some of those rides are very complex.
Exactly.
So the idea that this gondola system, which is basically rope... they basically have Mickey and Minnie running on mouse wheels, moving you from park to park. Why
somewhat.
Is it so complicated to reset that and get it moving?
100% right.
And it could be the issue that it's so new that they weren't prepped for this.
Yeah.
maybe they had their newest members of the crew running it because, hey, the A crew has been running it for days now. Let's bring in the second crew. Who knows what the real reason is for this really, really, really protracted experience that people ended up in. But I can't believe that if there is an incident of any kind on this gondola system, that it's going to take them 3 hours to reset every time.
Unbelievable.
It's just not feasible.
Right. And so with that, you should definitely note that the ride is, or it's not even ride, it's transportation system, is shut down indefinitely until they can get it corrected.
All of them, or just that specifically?
I think the entire system is down completely. Yeah. We'll find out. We're going down there this weekend ourselves. So we'll look. Oh,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, right? If we don't come back by Monday, you know, we're stuck on a gondola somewhere.
If my friends and family start getting panicked phone calls... And all you can hear me is yelling something about human waste receptacles, you'll know where I'm at.
Could you imagine? If we don't make it out of here alive, know that I love you.
And obviously, we're making light of a situation because no one was actually hurt. It was just a major inconvenience and probably very uncomfortable for some people. But yeah. I think Disney's definitely going to have to do some PR work.
Oh, you know it.
And... possibly do some updates. Like, I hate to say it, but I really think those cars need something to move air in them. And I don't care if it's a battery operated fan on one side or something like that that only kicks on when you stop moving.
Yeah. Because that's been the complaints for people right in daily operation of the ride.
Oh, has it been?
We saw it on quite a few vlog videos as well.
That's right. They say when they stop, they're like, it's a little hot in here.
Yeah, and you can see how quickly the people start getting to sweat, and you're like, ooh, I'm never doing that. Yeah. I am not doing that.
And that's the problem. That's the problem that Disney's going to run into, is that everybody now, if you haven't heard, we just told you about these things shutting down.
Yeah.
And so people will probably, excuse me, have a little trepidation about getting onto one of these things. I would... And it's certain, I do, you know.
Yeah, because when? You just never know if it's really going to shut down sometime in the future. Right. And we should say, I guess, that Disney did offer hundreds of dollars in gift cards to the people that were up on board.
Sure.
And gave them, I think it was a pass hopper for the day or something.
A park hopper, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I do like that it was in Disney gift cards, though. So
it wasn't cash.
Right. So you know that equals to like $12 in cost.
Well, you have to do something. Like, I'm not one to demand handouts if I'm inconvenienced, you know? It's not my nature. However, being stuck in a gondola for 3 hours with nine sweaty adults, I would need something.
Absolutely. I absolutely would. And here's why. And I think about this quite often when we are at the parks, or more importantly, other families are at parks, because this is how gross my brain is.
Oh.
You start dividing how much money you're spending in plane tickets to get there, hotel rooms to be there, right. Food to eat, tickets to get into the park. If you divide souvenirs. That by hours of enjoyment, it works out to be like $130 an hour for each person while you're in the park. And you're like, this is just a cash suck, right?
That's a very cynical way of looking at it. But yeah, trips to Disney are expensive.
They're expensive. And
some people save up for years to be able to go. And I'm sure the last thing you want to do is get stuck on a gondola for 3 hours in the middle of everything.
Absolutely right.
But like we also said, some people waited that long to ride Pandora. You know, people stood in line for 3 hours for attractions all the time at Disney. So is it much worth? I mean, it is, because you're in an enclosed hot space, but at least you're seated. You're not standing for 3 hours, you know?
Yeah.
But we've been on gondola systems also that are the size of a small bedroom.
Yes.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because I know what you're going to say.
Oh. I didn't.
Okay.
So we've been on gondola systems the size of a small bedroom, and I feel like that might be better for a Disney system. If you can get 20 to 30 people onto one of these with an operator who is in connection with other people. You know, we've ridden gondola systems that big.
We have. And by the way, those rides lasted about 6 minutes, and it felt like 6 hours to me. It was awful.
Really?
And this is why I laugh, is because I'm like, I want out of this. Yeah, because we did it, and we rode. Well, we've done it twice now.
Yeah.
And we ride them, and then we always hike back down.
Yeah.
Because there is, I won't get back in them after.
Yeah, but you're afraid of heights.
No, it's the people vehicles with me that I don't want to be around.
Oh.
Like, no thanks. I want my own space as we go down.
Well, at least you have a big enough space where you're not crammed into something with 10 people on two benches. Like, that's the only thing I was thinking
of. And that's what gives me a cynical laugh, is to think about what that really feels like, because we've only been in them for 6 minutes, and I was like, nope. Mm. No, this is too much for me. I can't possibly. So, and I guess in my mind, that's what makes the Skyliner system seem so magical, is the fact that we're just floating above the grounds of Walt Disney World.
Sure.
You know, that just, and so then when you think about, no, you're cramped in there with other people that you don't know, with strangers, which always changes the experience. And so that sounds awful.
Well, and every Disney experience, every public experience can be boiled down to a basic experience, and they can sound awful. Especially at an amusement park where people tend to be awful, you know? So you can look at it cynically and say, you know what, I don't want to be crammed into a death box with 9 other people, no thank you. Or you can look at it as, it's a new and unusual way to travel from point A to point B. I get to sit, it's, you know, fairly comfortable, and it gets me there fairly quickly.
Yeah, and it seems like a somewhat fun way to travel. But to your point, this is what some of the other speculation is why this might have a much bigger consequence than just the one night, is that Disney, we know, has not had a good last couple of months with the opening of the Galaxy's Edge is not going off quite as expected.
Sure.
Park levels have been down, and we've not yet had a chance to talk about this, but there's been major shakeups with management where they have changed management all across them parks.
Sure.
Like, they eliminated a position and used that as an opportunity to move. It's about 7 people from, mm-hmm. So anybody that was in charge of those parks is no longer, it's all been changed up new. So that was a problem.
Yeah.
And then the hurricane came in on the opening of Galaxy's Edge opening for when Florida. We went down, right? And so mm-hmm. that hurt that attendance, which just really hurt all of that. So stockholders in the company have been very skeptical about what's kind of nervous about what's been going on down there recently.
Okay.
So that's been a problem for them.
Yeah.
And then you add on top of that, that this system now is not a good sign.
Mm.
Plus, a lot of the thinking behind this program for the Skyliner was people don't necessarily like to travel over to Epcot for a full day. So it's a way to boost park attendance and to help kind of with their park hopper passes, getting people in and out of the parks more frequently, giving them a longer stay, giving them a reason to stay at the moderate resorts. It was more affordable than extending out the monorail system even further, because those apparently are only for like the luxury hotels, not the moderate hotels.
Okay.
So this was supposed to help fill that gap of all of those things for a very affordable price.
Mm.
So all of those things are now, I mean, it's obviously not going to be a detriment to the company.
No, but they're doing fine.
They're doing fine. But it was a good, affordable way for them to correct all of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it still will. It'll be fine.
It'll open again, and eventually people will get over it and move on.
Yeah.
It's just, my knee-jerk reaction initially was like, "Ooh, I don't like all these things about it." And then come to find out,
it was every unfortunately, one of those
things. I was right. And I hate that I was right in that situation, because I don't like people's vacations to be ruined.
I hate it.
I don't like the idea of people being stuck for 3 hours. That's terrible, you know?
However, if they offered me hundreds of dollars in Disney gift cards for 2 hours stuck on the Skyliner, I would do it.
Oh, all right. So. Well, Disney, if you're listening, if you want to strand us on the Skyliner for a couple hours, apparently it only costs you a couple $100.
Now that's a gamble I'll take.
Right? But it's like I always say, I hope you like your ride mates. You may be with them for a while. Follow my perfectly sculpted 2-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.